welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Hawaii's Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Tom Rackers of the News Tribune. And before Tom and I get started this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Hawaii's head coach, Chris Henches.
Chris, you know, just a quick look back. How's the attitude been in practice after losing to Cardinal Ritter?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, anytime you suffer a loss, at any point in the season, I think the kids are naturally down. I think you want them to be a little bit mad about a loss. I would be more concerned if they weren't. But like we said, we told them on Friday night, I said, we're disappointed. I said, we're not mad, and certainly we have everything to play for, everything ahead of us. You know, a city championship, a conference championship, a district championship. That out-of-conference loss doesn't impact anything. And, you know, I think by Tuesday's practice, they had put it behind them, and we had a good Tuesday, and we had a good Wednesday practice. And, you know, I think they're focused on this homecoming game with Rockbridge, a traditional rival, and you know we're ready to play.
You know, it's a good thing that you've got homecoming and Rockbridge, because I mean they know how good Rockbridge can be.
Yeah. You know, Coach Perkins is doing a good job in his first year. We see a lot of that West Plains team in Rockbridge film that we played 2 years ago in our state championship run.
Right.
You know what they're doing offensively with formations and attempting to overbalance and confuse with motion and misdirection. And he's installed his offense, you know, full tilt at Rockbridge, and he's got a lot of talented kids to install the offense and defensive structure, the 4-3 structure, very similar to what they did against us, 2 years ago. So we feel like we have a good feel for what they're going to do. But I know personally, a first-year coach, it's hard sometimes to install everything that you want to install. But mm-hmm. it's a lot easier in week five after you've had some games under your belt than it would be in week one. So you see them getting better each and every week. And, you know, typical Rockbridge as far as talent-wise, they have, you know, great talent all over the field.
You know, Sam Kaiser, great quarterback.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Tall, rangy, he can run the ball, though, he's more of a passer. They're very balanced in what they're doing offensively, so they're going to be a challenge for our defense.
You know, and they came back; they lost the first week, but have won three in a row, and so they've got to come in here confident tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they won a really good come from behind victory over Cap City, and Cap City is much improved ball club, but Cap City really had them on the ropes, and Rockbridge did what they needed to do in the second half as far as capitalizing off of Capital City's turnovers and turning those into points and tying that thing up and winning in an overtime.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that was Elias head coach Chris Henches and Tom, and talking probably very briefly and very shortly about last week's game. Tom, what went wrong, I guess, for the Crusaders last week in that 40-14 loss to Cardinal Ritter?
7-7 at half. I mean, it wasn't a great half. I don't know if it was a great half for either team. But second half, Wise just couldn't move the football, and Cardinal Ritter's athletes just took over on offense. And, you know, that's going to happen. You know, you had to move the ball. I think they punted the ball five times last week. They punted it five times in the first three games. They gave up their first two sacks of the year. You know, it was just, you know, very good athletes came to town, and, you know, and Hawaii did a good job for part of the night, but then, you know, just kind of got taken over in the second half.
Was there anything in particular that seemed like it was problematic for the Crusaders in terms of what they were trying to do or what got taken away, I guess?
Well, the passing game got taken away a lot because the Cardinal Ritter cornerbacks were basically covering Hawaii's receivers man-on-man.
Okay.
And at that point, the Hawaii's receivers have to get open because there's seven guys in the box and you can't run. So unless those guys can beat that one-on-one situation, the plays just isn't going to work. And Hawaii's had problems getting open on the outside and in the receiving game and just couldn't get a whole lot going.
The 40 Ritter points? Are they a byproduct of Helias just not being able to sustain stuff on offense and therefore having extra chances with the ball, or was there a deficiency maybe in the Helias defense as well in that game?
No, I wouldn't necessarily blame the defense. There were a handful of big plays they gave up. You know, they were still in it when they gave up a sack and forced Connor Ritter into 3rd and 21 deep in their territory and thought, well, Connor Ritter really couldn't punt the ball. So they had to get the ball back in decent field position. But they converted on 3rd and 21 with exactly 21 yards.
Okay.
And then two plays later, they were in the end zone. You know, so just little things like that. They gave up a lot of big plays, which you haven't seen them give up. Just, you know, a lot of it has to do with their athletes, you know. Marvin Burks broke like 6 tackles on a long run once. And, you know, it was just one of those nights.
So I guess the point is try to get refocused as quick as possible. And I think if anything's going to maybe keep you from getting refocused, homecoming's always a good week for that. So how much of this week is just a test of their ability to focus for the Crusaders?
Well, I asked, you know, I can't remember if this was in the podcast part of the interview, but, you know, basically they were down Monday. By Tuesday they were over it.
Okay.
Know, looking ahead. Because like Chris said, everything's still in front of them.
Sure.
You know, yeah, you took your loss, and that's not good. But, you know, they can still, there are things up in front of them to win. You know, they've won 14 straight conference games. That streak could be on the line tonight. And, you know, just kind of stay focused on what's in front of you. To me, I think it's good that it's homecoming because, again, help keeps you focused. You don't want to lose a homecoming game.
Sure.
I've been thinking, I can't remember the last homecoming game Hawaii's
lost. Okay.
So, you know, you want to try to keep that streak going. You want to keep your C-Mac streak going. Focus in. You know, Rockbridge is very good. This game could very well be for the C-Mac title. It's looking down the road. It looks like these are probably the two best teams in the league right now. So this is definitely a game you want to play your best in.
Yeah. Helias comes in 3-1, 2-0 in the C-Mac. Rockbridge is 3-1, 3-0 in the C-Mac. It was a narrow 3-0. It was almost a 2-1, although they were able to kind of escape with a 35-28 overtime win against Capital City last week. You know, talking a little bit to Kyle McArabe, it sounded like that was a game that Capital City looks back on and probably thinks it should have had, I guess, but Rockbridge got it. So how much, you know, of a springboard does that give the Bruins heading into, you know, tonight's game with the Crusaders?
I know, you wonder what that does for their confidence.
Yeah.
You know, to know they can, you know, down, I think it was 18 at halftime, to come back and get an overtime win might be big for them, especially, you know, with Helias coming off the loss that they have.
And, right.
I don't know. You just wonder sometimes how much momentum can carry over week to week.
Right. They're high school kids, so sometimes I don't think there's maybe as much as there is sometimes, just based on the fact that they are. Sometimes they've got a shorter memory than almost anybody else, so sometimes it what you think might be helpful isn't, what you think might be harmful isn't, so sometimes go figure. So once you get to, that being said, I guess the thing we then focus in on is how does this individual matchup stack up, and I guess what concerns the Crusaders about the Bruins?
They're off. Offense, frankly.
Okay.
You know, Sam Kaiser, their quarterback, you know, when you just, I've just seen him, you know, in highlights, and he just looks like a quarterback, you know, tall, like 6'5", you know, 200 pounds, can throw the ball all over the place. You know, the passing game, you know, frankly, Cardinal Ritter had some open receivers last week, and so, you know, you can expect them to try to throw the ball, and they do throw the ball more than they run it, and they have a lot more success throwing it. Rockbridge doesn't run it, so. You know, you just kind of got to wonder right now what Helias is going to do. I don't know that Rockbridge has as many overall athletes as Carter Ritter did.
Okay.
In little spurts and pieces in a couple places, they definitely do, and that's something you got to be worried about.
Yeah. I think the offense is the thing that stands out about them, that when you look at just their kind of the scores they've thrown up this year, you know, even in their season opening loss, they scored 17, and then after that it was 49, 48, and 35. So that's the sort of thing where even if you're not playing the strongest of schedules, those are eye-opening numbers.
Yeah, and they're getting, you know, Matt Perkins is the new Rockbridge head coach. Came from West Plains. People remember that Helias played West Plains in the quarterfinals in their state championship year in 2020. You know, Helias held on to beat him 36-30 or something like that. It was really close. And, you know, that they had a high-powered offense down there in West Plains, and he's brought his same system up to Rockbridge. And then, you know, every week, Chris says, you can just see them getting better and better and better at it. You know, and Might have been a team you wanted to play in week one. You may not want to play them in week five.
Right. So if Elias finds itself in a shootout, are we worried about last week's only 14 points, or are we focusing more on the team that scored 31, 41, and 58 to start the season?
I would be more thinking about how many points Rockbridge has given up. I think it could likely turn into a shootout, I think. Elias can score. They've shown that. You know, just last week it just kind of didn't happen. You know, the better athletes, a lot of them were on the other side of the ball. You know, so, you know, I think Elias can score tonight. I think Rockbridge can get some points. I think it could be kind of a bit of a shootout.
Yeah. I think there's always a natural tendency to overreact after a loss. You know, there's a tendency to maybe go, okay, what do we need to fix? When it can't just be as simple as sometimes there's bad matchups. Sometimes the stuff that you're trying it would work normally, didn't work for one reason or another. I don't imagine. I mean, I'm going to ask you a question that I think I already know what the answer is. But any sense of not necessarily panic, but was there any sense of concern when you stopped out of practice this week?
No.
Yeah.
No, everybody's fine. You know, they realize it's just one game. Yeah, it was a loss. Yeah, it was a game you kind of looked at as a little bit of a playoff preview of the type of team you might see down the road. And it didn't necessarily end the way you wanted it. Well, now you've got 5, 6, 7 weeks to fix the problems that you had and try to figure out how to do that. And that starts, you know, tonight against Rockbridge.
Yeah, I do think that this kind of starts, a different section of your schedule almost, it feels like, because you go non-conference, conference, conference, non-conference to start the season. Now it's going to be conference games for the next 4 weeks. So right. You kind of look at it and go, okay, now we're kind of entering into something, I don't know, a little more familiar, a little more consistent. You know, it's kind of a all of these things coming up are going to be stuff that you kind of know what you're getting into. So I guess the question is, you know, how prepared are they, or what is this kind of section of their schedule? What's the focus for them going into this section of the schedule? Is it just as simple as keep the conference winning streak alive, or is there something else that they think that maybe they need to do during this time to maybe get ready for that last non-conference game to end the season and then into the playoffs?
I think this is a very big game tonight for Hawaii.
Okay.
I don't want to say it's going to be a season decider, but this is a game that could either kind of propel them, you know, through the rest of the regular season into the district playoffs, or if they lose, kind of get back to some soul searching and hey, what are they going to do? What are we doing here? You know, and you hate to say that, but, you know, because they're only five games in and it would just be two losses in a row, which, you know, happens all the time for other programs. But
sure.
I do. This is a big game for them. And if they play well and get a win, like I say, I think this will be the one that kind of pushes them and they kind of can go on cruise control, you know, through the end of October.
Okay.
If they lose, then there might be a little bit of, okay, we got to switch this, we got to change this, we got to change this. A little change will be coming then.
So I guess then the logical question is, do they get a win tonight? What's your prediction?
I think they do.
Okay.
I think they are a little banged up after Cardinal Ritter. You know, that is a physical football team. But I think, you know, they're going to find a way to make enough plays to win. I'm going to say Elias wins 28-20.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter @TJRackers. Thanks for listening.